We know that we all still have a lot of concerns when it comes to Hurricane Laura making landfall late tonight, early into the morning, especially people like myself who may be new to Houston, and this is our first hurricane we're experiencing.
So for those of you that are new, and for those of you that have heard that this is different than Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Ike, Hurricane Alicia, we wanted to get an expert on the phone. KHOU's Cheetah Kraft is joining us. Cheetah, we've noticed that it shifted a little bit, which means some of us are taking a sigh of relief, but you still have a few concerns.
My biggest fear, and it still is this track will shift just barely west. I'm talking 10 to 20 miles will make a huge difference of impacts that we feel here locally. So that's why those mandatory evacuations were set yesterday. It's just in case this track shifts west. If everything stays where it's at right now, we're going to be able to handle this. I mean, we're going to have some damage. There's going to be downed trees. There's going to be downed power lines. People are going to lose power. But as far as the greater impacts, it will be probably just southwest Louisiana and then areas just east of there. So I'm talking the Sabine Pass, Port Arthur, near Beaumont. I mean, devastating impacts from a Category 4 hurricane. You know, it's a Cat 3 now.
So, Cheetah, this is Jessie Watt's first hurricane that she's ever been through. She's new to Houston. So kind of walk her through, and the people that are listening to us that are new to Houston, what can she start to expect, and when do you know when that hurricane is rolling in?
You can't compare this to any past storms or hurricanes. The reason why this, as far as diameter goes, it's a little bit smaller in diameter, but it is going to really pack a heavy punch when it makes landfall, and then it's going to race out of here. By midday tomorrow, it's gone. So what you can expect is some shower activity, some squally weather along some of the outer bands beginning today, especially late afternoon, early evening. Winds will pick up breezy to gusty. If you live, let's say, 45 and east, so east of I-45, you'll start to notice that your wind's up to maybe 35 to even 40 miles per hour this evening, gusting up to maybe 50 plus miles per hour tonight. So that's why we're talking down trees, saturated ground, power lines will be an issue. And then storm surge. So areas anywhere along Galveston Bay and along our coast, of course, they're going to be an immediate threat. But then once it makes landfall overnight, so midnight to 3 a.m., and then it's going to race north. And that's the difference of what we've seen in the past. This is not expected to stall out. It's not expected to dump torrential rain. It will be storm surge and wind. Those are the primary threats. But as if it plays out, the forecast does, what it's expected right now, it really falls just to our east, and it leaves us with minimal impacts.
Cheetah, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us this morning. We know you guys are very busy right now tracking Hurricane Laura, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate getting some information from a real meteorologist and not from our Facebook friends. We will continue to keep you guys updated all morning long on Hurricane Laura, and we will check back in with Cheetah Kraft around 8:10 this morning.